Hi, welcome to JCB Radio. I'm your host, Cody Powers. With me this week, as always, is...
Miller and his thing. What's up, y'all? I'm distracted. I'm watching the infamous Second Son official gameplay.
So while he's distracted doing that, kind of fill you in what we've been up to the last week. I've been really haven't played much of anything. I started playing back through Uncharted 3 for the third or fourth time.
I wouldn't move.
Crushing.
God.
The most difficult. Yeah. It's because, like, I hadn't played it since last year, I guess, and they gave it out on PlayStation Plus, so I've been trying to play back through that, and I've not been real successful at it, cause it's retardedly difficult. But the main, I mean, mostly just watching E3 and you know, kind of crossing my fingers and hoping. But we'll discuss E3 more. What have you been playing lately, dude?
Oh, dude, I just started The Last of Us. I have to say, pretty sick game, dude.
So no spoilers so far, but you...
I'm not going to spoil it for you. I'm just going to say, pretty awesome storyline. Played a little bit of the multiplayer. I kind of like it. Has a different little feel to it. I mean, it's 4v4 all the way. I mean, there's no big maps. No big teams or nothing like that. But it's a pretty solid game, dude. Like, I like the class customization and whatnot.
Yeah, I've been wanting to play. I mean, it's Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog has made the three best games for PS3. Like, I mean, they made Uncharted 2, they made Uncharted 3, and then they made this. So, I mean, the last couple of games they've made have been solids.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
And if you guys are wondering what we're watching, what he's watching on YouTube, it's the infamous Second Son official E3 gameplay video.
Yeah.
Since he didn't believe me that this was my pick of the show. And I guess we'll get straight into it. Of course, E3 was this week. We had, you know, a couple different conferences, and I guess we'll go straight conference by conference, kind of talking about what we liked, what we didn't like, and then at the end we'll kind of just give our opinions of who won E3, what was our favorite game of the show.
Do you want to wait to the end?
Yeah. Well, it's called building, it's called, you know, you got to bring people back. If we tell them now what we think, they're not going to come back, they're not going to listen to the whole show.
I see.
So Microsoft's press conference started off pretty cool. They showed, you know, this is exactly what I wanted out of Microsoft. The initial briefing was game.
That's what I wanted to.
You know, started off, they showed, you know, showed just some small things. It showed 360, a couple of 360 games that I don't really care about. They showed Demons or Dark Souls 2. They showed the Max and the Magic Marker sequel. I can't think of the name of it. And then they showed, I can't think of the other 360 game they showed.
Okay,
but they,
me neither.
The main thing was the you know, the Xbox One. They showed Forza. They showed Rise.
I kind of like that they're still trying to keep Xbox 360 alive.
Yeah, I'm actually amazed by that, because last time they just kind of killed it.
I was honestly thinking they were just going to be like, you're SOL, get an Xbox One.
Well, I knew this Christmas they'd still have stuff. Like, they'd have Fable 1. I just didn't think they'd actually still be, you know, pushing it at their E3 conference.
I didn't think they was going to come out with a whole new design for it. I mean,
yeah, now that's another thing, too. They actually did redesign the console, and it actually looks good.
Oh, yeah, it looks pretty slick, actually. I know.
You know, kind of in the whole Xbox One, that black kind of matte finish.
Yeah. I wonder if a lot of people are going to worry about overheating.
I think that
was probably the biggest issue until they came out with the newer ones.
I mean, my Xbox, the white one's still hanging in there, but I mean...
Three white ones overheat on me, dude. I went through so many Xboxes, bro.
You know, them showing Forza. Like I said, Forza was going to look beautiful. Rise, I was kind of disappointed with. I'm hoping it's a lot more than just QuickTime event, the game.
I didn't care too much about it.
I was really excited to put on Facebook about Killer Instinct. I was super excited until I saw some gameplay videos of it. And it doesn't look and feel like it's going to play like Killer Instinct. And it might. It very well might. But just... watching the videos, looking at Saberwolf and how he looks, you know, he's twitching and doing all this weird stuff now, and it's not the same.
Like he's on a Molly or something.
Yeah, pretty much. And it seems a little weird to me that, you know, you show Killer Instinct, but it's not made by Rare. It's made by some third-party studio, and the only game that you show that's a Rare game is their new Kinect Sports thing.
Tragic. That was tragic.
And I don't care about that. I was hoping for... you know, a big first-party push from Microsoft, which we saw a clip of Halo,
which is
not going to be here till late next year, early, maybe even
like
the year after
this
that.
This time next year.
No, I'm saying...
I give it next Christmas.
I'm saying two Christmas. We're two cycles out on Halo.
Are you serious?
That's what I'm guessing.
No, I give it. They're going to push it to next Christmas. Always.
You know...
they always do a Christmas release.
There was a lot of stuff from... you know, from some, like Ted Price from Insomniac, a Sony developer, you know, with Sunset Overdrive. Looked great. I know you're a big fan of Sunset Overdrive.
Overdrive. Oh man, that was probably like one of my favorite. Oh my god.
I wasn't that impressed with.
I mean, it looked like the overall idea, like having a whole cloud community that changes over, like every day, the gameplay changes or the story or whatnot changes, at least according to them. This trailer was awesome. I'm sorry, but I mean that whole idea was kind of fresh. I mean, I like that. I mean, that and Titanfall were probably the
Titanfall two. Looked amazing.
Yeah, that game looked amazing. They were probably the only two games.
And Titanfall, I think, is a reason people are getting 360s, and I think that's a reason I need this.
That is a big
that
reason.
There are reason that people are getting 360s or wanting 360s. It's got to be Titanfall because gotcha. I mean, I didn't see enough. I didn't really see. You know, of course you're going to have Call of Duty. Of course you're going to have Battlefield. Of course you're going to have those titles that are going to be on everything.
Yeah.
You know, going into launch, I didn't really see.
They came. I'll give Microsoft this, man. They came exclusive strong. Like, they came out with some very strong games that were exclusives only on Xbox. Because, I mean, they kind of had. I'm going to leave it at that.
They did come out swinging. They came out, knew what they had to do. They actually did. They did. Their Microsoft conference was really good. And after, you know, seeing Microsoft's conference, I was like, okay. I'm upset about the DRM. I'm upset about some other things that we know about. But, you know, I guess my biggest excitement from there was Killer Instinct. And then after the conference, they showed it a little more. And I was just kind of like, this doesn't look like something I'm going to be 100% interested in. Yeah. Rise is going to be good. But I just don't know. It looks really good, but I don't know if it's quick time event the game. The thing from Quantum Dream. Quantum Theory.
Yeah,
or Quantum.
Quantum whatever.
Break?
Quantum Break.
Quantum whatever.
Whatever.
That game looked cool.
It looked legit.
You know, the game from the maker, the D4 game, which is an episodic game.
Yeah.
You know, Microsoft conference was an hour. It was short. It was, you know, pretty much straight to the point of what they need to do and kind of what they're showing everybody.
I mean, it kind of came with exactly what we asked for, though, at E3. I mean, they came with hits, man. It was like, it's here's a game. Here's an exclusive. Here's an exclusive. Another exclusive.
Yeah, and I mean, my biggest disappointment from, I guess, from the conference. Yeah, that hurt. My biggest disappointment from the conference was that they didn't address all the concerns that everyone on the internet's been having and everyone upset about.
They
didn't even mention it. I mean, if they had came out and said, guys, here's why. I understand that people are not happy with the always on, but here's why. Forza needs it to be, you know, to download new the way to change the way you play through the cloud. You know, games are going to need to be constantly connected. If they came out and explained to customers.
Yeah, like, it's a couple of games like, I mean, Sunset Overdrive or Forza, which, I mean.
Rely completely on the cloud.
Yeah, they are basically like cloud-based games. I mean, if you think about it. But, I mean, that explains it. I mean, if they would have come out and said that, we'd be like, oh, okay. I mean, I understand. But, I mean, it still kind of sucks. But, I mean, I understand.
Yeah, but, I mean, for them to not even mention it at all, to not even say anything about it, kind of annoyed me a little bit, but what bothered me more was that they didn't build on, like, this is why you have to have an Xbox.
Right.
Like, this is why. I mean, games were great. The games were great, but, I mean, Titanfall's coming to 360 and PC.
I was going on 360. I didn't know it was going
360 and PC.
I don't need an Xbox One now.
So,
I just played on 360.
So I guess game of the conference, or did you see any game? What was your favorite game from Microsoft's conference?
Favorite game.
I mean, mine was Forza. I think Forza is beautiful. I think it looks great. I loved Forza 4.
I mean, hands down, I'm guessing exclusive.
I mean, was Titanfall yours?
Titanfall was probably. I mean, Sunset Overdrive kind of spiked my interest, but I wish I could have seen some gameplay from it. That would have been awesome. But I mean, just the trailer looked pretty interesting. But I mean, Titanfall, I have to say, was probably the game that got me the best. Like, I was just like, oh man, I have to play that game. Like, it made me actually want to get an Xbox.
Yeah, we, you know, coming from, you know, the different side, like coming from where, you know, you're expecting these titles from them, I thought they did a good job. But switching gears, I guess we'll go to the Nintendo conference. I know you didn't see it.
Yeah,
you didn't watch any
it,
of it. They played it so safe. I mean, they did. They showed Mario Kart, which we knew was coming. They showed Smash Bros., which we knew was coming.
Yeah, we knew those two off the top.
I mean, it's cool. It's cool Mario. It's cool, you know, Mega Man. It's cool that he's in it, you know, but that game's late 2014. You're not going to see that game in the spring. We're not going to see it in January. That game's at least a year off. You know, same way with Mario Kart. Mario Kart's not this fall, which it should be. It's, you know, spring.
It's going to hurt them, though.
You know, they showed the new Mario 3D World, which I want a Galaxy. Super Mario Galaxy was great.
Yeah, actually, it might go.
You know, they showed that. Nintendo just played it way too safe. You know, Retro's game, here I'm hoping that Retro is...
Did they announce a Metroid?
No. And here I am hoping that Retro is working on Metroid. And Metroid Prime Trilogy is probably Nintendo's best game, I'd say, in the last 6 years, 6 or 7 years that I played was the Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Best trilogy was. And, best continuing title.
You know, for them to basically just stick Rare with, hey, you're making Donkey Kong games from now on, kind of doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you put your best studio making a side-scroller? And if that's what Rare wants to, or not Rare, where Retro wants to do, then that's fine. But I don't see that that's it.
You know, they definitely should have came with a Metroid.
Zelda on 3DS looks good because it's a sequel to Link to the Past. But I'm just not, you know, 3DS is kind of one of those things where the games are there, but I'm not, you know, not big on it. Switching to the Sony conference, then I guess. I was impressed, you know, okay, so going, Sony's conference was retardedly long. It was ridiculously long and boring.
Oh my
God. For the first, I'd say, hour, it was really just okay.
Oh man, they almost had made me change the channel. I almost turned it off. I was
you know, watching
you're basically doing the same thing that Microsoft did. They just did it first.
So, yeah, watching it during the, you know, watching, me and you were texting back and forth, and when the guy from Sony Entertainment Pictures got up there and was like, "You will have exclusive content from Sony Pictures." And I was like, I don't care about Sony Pictures.
You
I don't care about
movies.
Yeah, exclusive TV shows. I don't care.
You can watch NFL Mobile. Ooh, I like NFL.
So what they did was, after that, like, I think that's when the conference finally picked up. They talked about Vita. You know, they talked about...
That's all I want to know. I need some use for my Vita, man.
Well, they showed God of War collections coming. Yes. They showed, you know, a couple of Tearaway... there's a couple of games coming for Vita. Killzone Liberation. Yeah. Or not Killzone Liberation. Killzone... the new Killzone. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, I'm going to think of it like right after the show, and it's going to bug me. But, you know, those two games look good. Overall, though, like, that part started to pick up. They started talking the PS3, PS4. They showed the box, which is slanted, which is kind of...
Which is like at an angle.
Which is fine. I don't really... The way the console looks doesn't really matter to me. I'm not that crucial on it.
I don't care about the looks. It's all about performance, man.
So, you know, after that, they showed more of what we saw. More Killzone, Shadowfall.
Killzone has always been my favorite title.
Killzone looks great. Killzone 2 and 3 were really good.
Killzone 3. I ain't care too much for Killzone 1. I mean, it was a good game, good start off. But, boy, Killzone 2 sold it. And then Killzone 3 just locked me in, dude.
I just thought
I've been waiting for another Killzone for a while.
Yeah, I think that, you know, this one actually looks colorful instead of just like
it was, instead of like
brown.
Dark and,
the entire world is brown and gray.
It looks evil and all that.
Yeah, so I mean, that looks cool.
Can't see nothing. You got to turn the brightness up on your settings.
But for me, Infamous, when they showed Infamous Second Son, like they actually showed the gameplay trailer, which you just watched.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for Infamous. Infamous 2 was probably one of my favorite PS3 games other than, you know, Uncharted. Not everybody's a big fan of Infamous, but the way that game seems to flow and the way you can do the combat is really interesting and really standoffish. And I think it's going to make a big difference.
Is it going to flow from 2?
They haven't said yet, but I mean, 2, the way 2 ends... It's hard to describe, and I don't want to spoil it because I know you're thinking about playing it.
I'm probably gonna go buy it.
You know, going that route, it's hard to say that it would tie in. The only thing that it looks like is that the event happens at the end event of Infamous 2 that basically everybody in the world is aware that these people with powers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're called bioterrorists, and that's what you see in the city of Seattle where the Infamous Second Son takes place. Is that, you know, the government's basically trying to protect everyone from these people with powers and round them all up and, you know, the typical X-Men thing when somebody's different, round them up and get them away kind of thing. You know, they showed Knack. I don't give a crap about Knack. It'd probably be good for, you know, kids or, but I just don't see kids buying a PlayStation 4 right off the bat. It's going to be your hardcore adopters at first.
Like your hardcore Sony people are going to have it. I mean, like people like me and you, we're Switch hitters. I love me some Microsoft, but I mean
I have a Surface, I have a Windows Phone, I have I'm the guy that Microsoft should have just been able to drag in really easily because I like the way their OS works. I like that stuff.
Sure.
But the Order 1866 looked really good.
Yeah. Hands down, that was probably that trailer.
I'm excited to see gameplay of that. The trailer was cool. I want to see gameplay.
I definitely want to see gameplay. I was going to say, my title from PS4
Drive Club. Drive Club looked good.
I did like Drive Club. Drive Club, I'm not even a racing fan, but that kind of that drew me in a little bit.
Drive Club looked great. Also, sure. They showed Destiny, which I know Destiny's multi-console. I know Destiny's on everything.
But dude,
Destiny did look good.
Destiny's probably like one of my favorite games I wanted to play.
Yeah, Destiny looks cool, the way everything looks. But I mean, it reminds me a lot of Borderlands, and that may just have been the way that little snippet they showed that, you know, it's
I can see that.
It super reminded me of Borderlands. But what was interesting about Sony's conference is, before we get to the end where they just kind of kicked Microsoft right in the nuts, they didn't show Uncharted. No Uncharted, no God of War. They didn't, like, come out big guns firing.
Nah.
I mean, I would say Killzone's a good title, but I don't think it's a...
Killzone's a big title, though. You have to think.
But, I mean, at the same time, like, when people think PlayStation right now, they think God of War.
I mean, yeah, right now, but shoot, when PlayStation 3...
Can't believe we just forgot. Kingdom Hearts 3 was announced.
Kingdom Hearts 3. Ooh, Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy 14.
Even though that was a cross-play.
And those are years off, too. Yeah. I mean, we'll probably not see those till 2015, even.
No, dude. I think we'll see Final Fantasy really a lot sooner than 2015.
You think so?
I know so.
No,
they announced it too soon, dude. I think
they've been working on it versus 13 since before 13 came out, so... So hopefully they've got enough time into this thing to actually make
it. People are already playing the beta.
That's 14.
14. Yeah, I'm saying the 14, but so I'm pretty sure they're not going to be too far behind with 15.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts basically all it did was show, hey, it's in development. Leave us alone. Quit bothering us about Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh, yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3, I'm pretty sure that's off. That's going to be off. Final Fantasy, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot closer.
You know, so going to the next part where I kind of felt like, I've watched Sony's conferences for years, and I've, you know, kind of been on the fan. I'm not a Sony fanboy, even though I may sound like it a lot. I'm really not.
No, I'm not either.
I just think that, you know, the way Sony handled this conference when they came out and, you know, Jack Trenton's on stage and he just says, you know, PlayStation's about the gamers. This is about the gamers. You should be able to do what you want to with your content. You should be able to share it to use games.
Like instantly when you said
and when,
that,
when
it's
an
like
entire room, when an entire room of professional journalists, this is what they do for a living, all stand up and cheer and start chanting Sony. Like what does that mean to Microsoft? Like that's obviously unpopular, and for Microsoft to not even address it at all. And you know that's where that caught me.
Especially for a company that's been, down. I mean, Microsoft's been dumping Sony
just
for like the
not
past
even close.
Couple of years.
You know,
dude.
It's
not even been close as far as community, online community, and just hits.
And I was having a discussion with one of my friends. He, you know, he's a big Xbox gamer, and we were talking about the place you go online to play is Xbox Live.
Yeah.
And that I completely agree with him.
I agree 100%. That's like the only reason I'm conflicted right now.
Right. And it's that community that you built up.
Yeah.
But when Sony comes out and they say, hey, we're you know, you don't have to be online all the time to play your games. You know, people cheered that, and when they came out and said we're $100 cheaper, that was huge.
Games
I mean, $100 to a working adult is not the end of the world, but $100 to
some mom.
A kid or to some mom or to somebody that knows that you know is not gonna be 5 years old and be willing to go drop $400.
Right.
You know,
I'm not gonna drop $400.
You know, it's one of those things like
half a grand, bro.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously the Microsoft. If I think. You know, I was talking to Mayer about this at Xbox Mayer. And we're talking about the Kinect. You know,
I don't care too much about
Sony has to pay. The Xbox has a Blu-ray drive. So, number one, they have to pay Sony each time they make a Blu-ray drive.
Yeah.
So, then also, you got to think, the Kinect's, what, $100, $129 now?
Yep.
That console would probably be $399 without the stupid Kinect.
Yeah, if they did like they did on the
where it was an option,
where it was an option.
But
now
they don't.
Not an option.
I mean, you got to think if you make it's the same reason the PlayStation Move never worked. It's the same reason Kinect didn't just jump up in adoption. It's because if you have that natively built in, developers are going to know every Xbox that's made has a Kinect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that they didn't force us to buy the Move camera or the PlayStation Eye. I'm glad that that's an option.
I felt like
watching that Sony conference, as soon as it ended, my jaw was just on the floor. Like, I can't believe they came out guns blazing.
Dude, we texted each other. We was like, game, set, match, done.
And I just can't believe, as a Sony fan, knowing the way they operate, knowing the way they work, I could not make myself believe that they actually came out and had the balls to do what they did. It was just crazy to me that they came out just.
It's like they knew they just punched them in the face.
Yeah, oh, completely.
Have you seen the little YouTube video?
Yeah, and right afterwards, Sony comes out with this YouTube video about sharing your games. And it was like, step one, okay. Share. And then it was just like, here you go.
And just handed them the game. Here you go.
Yeah, and I mean, it's
how it should be. It's just how it should be. I don't know, man. The whole licensing thing with Microsoft, that definitely lost a lot of people.
Like a lot of people. It didn't make me really happy, to be honest.
It didn't make me happy at all. I mean, that you technically don't own your game. Basically, you tell me what to do with my game.
Yeah, and I mean, I know there's people on both sides that say, well, the creators should be able to get money from
which
it.
Which is understandable.
Completely.
Completely understandable. I mean, as a musician, I mean, I would understand. I mean, like, sharing music, like, that's the reason the music industry is down like it is now. I mean, but at the same time, I mean, you got people who love music, and I mean, people still putting out music. You see, ain't nobody stopped putting out music.
No.
Even though they know they're getting robbed. Even though they know, I mean, so I figured it'd be the same way just for the games. I mean, people know that people are going to share games. I'm going to let you borrow my NBA 2K14. I have to say that because it's black guy stuff. But
yeah, I mean, you know, going from there, like, I should be able to, and I know once I, digitally, if you purchase something digitally, that's fine. But if I purchase something and I cannot go do what I want to with purchase content, and that's the same way, like, you know, talking about music, people buy DVDs
all the time.
You know, burn them, and that's a problem for the DVDs, but that's the people that make the DVDs fault. Put better protection on them. It's not easy to pirate an Xbox game. It's not easy.
Back in the day.
On the regular Xbox, yes, it was. It was super easy to do.
But, man, I had a mod, but anyways.
But,
I'll talk about that.
You know,
it was a sad day.
It's one of those things, like, how is that even for customers or for people that just want to buy that product? Like, who are you, you know, what are you doing, you know?
Right.
So, you know, my biggest, you know, concern with all that is that if you buy something, you should be able to do what you want with it. If I buy a car, I have the ability to take that car to a dealership a month later and go, I don't want this.
Right.
I want to buy a new car.
Or I'd be like, hey, dude, drive to the store for me.
Yeah, or hey,
I need something to drink.
Duke, you need to borrow my car for the weekend or whatever.
Right.
Completely can do that, like, you know, because I'm an adult and I can make adult decisions.
Right.
But
you mean tell me I can only let one person borrow my game and it's for life?
And
like,
you know,
it's not even like a time period. Like, if it was just like, I would even understand, be like, yeah, you can let only one person
borrow it every 30 days,
every 2 months or something. I still make me a little upset, but at the same time, it's like, okay, at least it's not for life.
You know,
I mean, you get what I'm saying?
But you know, DRM rights aside, the thing that frustrates me most about not being able to trade my games in or not being able to do what I want is I don't want to be stuck with a copy of Madden 25
I'm a
6 years
game,
from
dude.
Now.
Like, that's,
you know,
me
and
you are trade-in bosses,
there are people that hold on to their games. You know, they'll hold on to a copy of FIFA all year.
Shout out to Joey Pals.
Yeah. They'll hold on to every game they ever buy, and I'm not that guy. Like, I've got, you know, my gaming time is so limited, I don't have time to necessarily build the world's biggest collection.
Oh, yeah.
But once I beat Madden or once I get tired of it,
I will trade it in.
And just
put it towards another title.
And even if I get $10, that's $10 that copy of Madden was going to do me no good anyway.
Right.
You know, so I was disappointed in that. And for Sony to come out and say that and act the way they did about it, it definitely won me over.
They were big bosses about it. They were just like, holding nuts and everything, just like, yeah, we can, just straight up gangsters, like, straight thugging it.
You know, so I guess I'm just disappointed, you know, after Microsoft's conference and them not coming out. I mean, Microsoft's conference was not bad. Like, Microsoft conference was great.
Not at all.
What they did was great. Everything they did in the conference was great. But, you know, I guess kind of transitioning away from that, what was your favorite game you saw all week? What got you the most hyped?
I have to say Destiny, dude.
Destiny got you the most hype?
Well, I ain't gonna say the most hype. I mean, that game got me pretty hype. Actually, my inner nerd, dude, I was actually pretty hype about Elder Scrolls Online.
Yes. So
I was actually pretty
so we see NBA
my inner nerd.
We see NBA 2K13 or 2K14 and we're, you know, Duke gets all excited and we're joking back and forth about the NBA and you know, like how it's kind of looks good, and then all of a sudden Elder Scrolls come on, and we're both just like, oh my god.
Our inner nerd
with pocket protector was talking about how great Elder Scrolls Online was going
to
be.
Oh my god, I instantly went nerd mode, dude. I went back to like computer club, bro. Like, I had my glasses on, my pocket protectors, and everything.
I just hope it runs better than Skyrim did on PS3.
Oh, yeah. I really do. Skyrim ran horribly on PS3.
Yeah.
The Xbox ran fine. Ran fine. I give it to them, but I believe it'll run a whole lot better just because of the
couldn't run any worse. As long as the DLC does it fine, it could not run possibly any worse.
No, not at all.
For me, Infamous Second Son was the game that looked the best to me. And I love Infamous, so that's kind of biased. But you know, from the Microsoft side, Forza looked great. You know, obviously I want to play Smash Brothers. Mario Kart looked fun. But going into this next generation console, going into November when I'm gonna want a game, I'm gonna want Killzone. I'm gonna want Drive Club.
Battlefield 4 looked fantastic. Oh my god, like the multiplayer. Oh my god, they'll want me over.
The thing that annoyed me I watched the Call of Duty trailer, right?
Yeah.
You know, when you're underwater and you're swimming towards fish, the fish don't move.
Right.
Maybe it's just because
it's still under development.
Dude, play Black Ops when you're underwater. The fish don't move.
The Call of Duty.
The fish have never moved. You can swim through the fish. They do not move.
I didn't want to say it.
I'm just saying, they won't move. So I was kind of, like, I saw it and I was like, really? I mean, we're next gen. The fish should be able to at least swim out of the way.
You know, I can't swim through no fish. He swim through a fish.
So Call of Duty Ghost did look really good, though.
I mean, it looked good. The trailer looked good and everything. I mean, Activision, I mean...
I was kind of shocked to not see Fable, though. And I know these are franchises that...
I wasn't shocked at all.
What shocked me was they're putting out the Fable Collection, or the Fable HD Remake. So I was kind of thinking, well, maybe this will be a good time to... Nobody bought Fable: The Journey because it was on... Connect. Nobody bought it.
Yeah,
so
it was horrible. Anyway.
Maybe that's a thing to kind of say.
It was horrible anyway.
Hey, you know, here's this game. You know, and Microsoft gave away Fable 3 for free, and they're starting to do what PlayStation Plus does now. They're finally catching up. They're giving away
followers.
They're giving away. I think next month is Halo 3 and Assassin's Creed 2, which old game is old. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
At least the game Sony gives us are relatively new, not 4 years old. All so,
right. I'll do a chip.
You know, and there was a big, you know, there was a big, I don't know if you want to call it, people were saying, oh, well, now you got to play for PlayStation Plus to play online on PlayStation.
I've been playing for Xbox Live forever.
Correct.
I don't care.
And Xbox Live doesn't give me 18 free games.
Right, I've been playing for Xbox Live since 2000.
And Xbox Live Gold doesn't give me an extra 10% off on games that are on sale.
Doesn't at all.
You know, they're not saying that you're restricted. If you want to play online games, it's the same way as Gold and Silver. But with PlayStation Plus, you get better value.
You get free stuff. How many people like free stuff?
I love free stuff.
I love free stuff.
You know, I guess now we're just waiting. I know we both pre-ordered our PS4s. I got mine. You got yours pre-ordered. I know that on Amazon
$10 on it yesterday.
And on Amazon and on, you know, both the Xbox One and the PS4 were both going. You know, both going out pretty strong. You know, to me, I was more, I guess, kind of shocked that I was shocked at the $4.99 price point. I didn't expect it to be that high, but you know, we'll see. Ultimately, we'll see. The thing I did think was cool is a lot of that second screen experience stuff they've been doing. You know, that looks pretty cool. Tom Clancy's
Not Splinter Cell.
It's not the order, dude. But anyway, basically, you can call. You know, if you're on your tablet,
I'm totally blanking out.
You can call.
I know. Dead Rising can do it too.
But there's second screen experiences now. I don't know if you saw when he did it on the conference. They had a Lumia in there.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it had a Lumia, not a shitty Galaxy S3. But
dude, don't talk about.
I got. You know, they showed. Too. They showed, you know, a bunch of the second screen integration, which is cool, and I think, you know, used well, it's going to be
sick,
neat.
Dude.
But I don't know if they're actually going to use it.
I think isn't Sony going to end up doing some second screen
with the Vita? Yeah, they're going to do some with the Vita,
and that's what I mean.
But being able to, when they announced too about Sony, I know this is kind of we've been back, you know, this has not been on topic at all. But when Sony said you'll be able to play every game on Vita, and then Gaikai is coming in the spring, so all our PS4 games will be able to. PS3 games will be able to play through Gaikai. And I'm sure we'll have to buy them again, or we'll have to pay some monetary fee.
I'm fine with that. I'll buy
Uncharted 3 again.
I won't.
I'll buy The Last of Us again.
I won't.
I love Uncharted.
I'll pay a fee to play my game.
You gotta think, though, a Gran Turismo 6? I mean, Gran Turismo 6 was announced for PS3. Yeah. Nobody cares about Gran Turismo 6 right now.
Nobody cares.
You know, the new Kingdom Hearts, the Kingdom Hearts 1 remake or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's coming on PS3. I won't play. I probably won't be able. I probably won't play it by then because
I didn't like Kingdom 1.
I'll be playing my PS4. I'll be playing Batman. I'll be playing Killzone. I'll be playing. I'm not gonna get Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed's trailers looked really good.
I don't know, man, because three was pretty cool, but it was so
Don't even talk about that game. That game's terrible.
It was so slow. Like, the story moved so slow.
But it did look cool.
It looked really good. I mean, I like, that's the part I say about Assassin's Creed 3. I did love the ship battles. Like, that's one thing,
I think that's the part I got to and stopped. Like, I got to where you fixed your ship, and then...
Oh, you didn't even go anywhere, dude.
You were getting ready to use the boat to go somewhere, and I was just like, this is dumb, I don't want to play this game anymore.
You didn't even get anywhere, man.
No, I didn't. I didn't get anywhere.
You got bored fast.
I can get bored fast. I played a game for 7 hours. That's enough time to make a decision.
You must have did a lot of side stuff.
Yeah, I just wandered around and killed bears for a long time.
Hell yeah.
But, you know, like, I think it's going to be interesting this fall. This fall is not going to tell the story. What's going to tell the story is, you know, next E3, when they actually can show where's your Halos, where's your Ratchets, where's your Gears, where's your
Dude, that was one
Uncharted.
Thing. See, my first prediction, like my predictions on the last little show, I figured they were going to bring back a lot of old PlayStation titles like your
Siphon Crashes Filter, and, Warhawk.
Yeah, like your Crash Bandicoot.
Stuff we haven't seen in a couple years.
Jack and Dexter's and your Ratchet and Clank's.
I like new IPs. I'm all for new stuff. I kind of want to see a new Siphon Filter. I think that would be really neat on
siphon
Vita or...
Siphon Filter was actually pretty cool.
Like, the PSP ones were great.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody really played PSP, but they were good.
I kind of miss SOCOM, I'm not going to lie. The last one sucked, but...
Well, the last one sucked because it came out like a week, and then the PlayStation Network crashed for two months.
Right.
You know, that's another thing too. Are we? You know, I was talking to my friend about it, and he said, you know, at least you know with Xbox Live, it's gonna be
with
there.
With them going to Gaikai and everything, I mean, with the service switching over and stuff,
it should be more stable.
It's
it should
gonna be
fine.
A lot more stable.
And I'm hoping that they do a lot more with their interface too. But the thing that I think was really interesting
about the
PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
The thing I thought was super smart by Sony is the main problem people have with PlayStation Network is people don't talk. So now Sony got smart like Microsoft did and bundled every console
with a headset.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, and that was one thing that kept me from playing PlayStation anyway because nobody talked.
Nobody talks. Like,
and
but
I'm
everyone,
a communicator, especially with, oh my God, Battlefields.
Everyone talks
everyone
now.
Everyone talks.
So everyone will be able to talk with a headset. So that's another... I feel like Sony... this time learned from their mistakes of the PS3 and started to actually change and fix things, whereas I felt like Microsoft didn't really do anything to... And Microsoft hadn't done anything wrong, necessarily. They've not done a lot wrong, but what they have done wrong, they didn't address.
Yeah, they didn't explain why they did what they did.
No, and I think, you know, the biggest loser of this is the first couple of days, me and you were talking, we were so excited, and we were like, oh shit, there was Smash Brothers announced. Like, when Smash Brothers is, like, number 13 or 14 on our list of stuff to talk about today... That's something crazy that
right.
Nintendo's not even in this game anymore. They're not even playing the same race. They're not even.
They're just in a whole different ball game. It's hard because they're online. Nobody cares about their online.
Well,
community.
I mean, I'm gonna play. I'm going to play Zelda. I'm gonna play Ocarina or not Ocarina. I'm gonna play Wind Waker. I'm gonna play the new Wind Waker. You know, the remake. But I'm gonna play those games. But that's gonna be something I play and then
yeah.
I don't touch for 6 months. And, you know, that's Nintendo's problem is people love their games, but you buy their system, play 5 games, and that's it.
The only reason I got a Wii is for party games, dude. Like, your Mario Party, your Mario games, and I mean, like your Smash Brothers and stuff. Like, I mean, I only got a Wii to play in groups.
Yeah, and I mean...
Like, I would not... Even a Wii U, I wouldn't play a Wii U by myself. Like, that's just me. I mean, there's a couple of games on there that I would probably play by myself.
Zombie U's really cool. I like Zombie U.
Yeah, I mean, just because it's different, just because they do have the second screen interface thing, but I mean, everybody's about to get ready
to jump on that party as well.
Yeah,
so
I mean, versus playing Smash Brothers on Wii with a second interface,
you know, and
or
it's
or playing
like when I played Call of
4
I played
on
Call
Vita.
Yeah, like. I played Call of Duty on Wii U the other day, and I mean, it's great. It looks the same as the 360 version, but the you know there was 1,000 people online.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like 10 o'clock at night, so this is not at, you know, 2 in the afternoon or anything like this. This is at a prime time where people should be playing it, and there's 1,000 people.
1,000.
So Nintendo's really in trouble. So, I mean, first thing you're going to have to do is you're going to have to cut the price, because that system's $349.
Yeah.
You're telling me I can pay $50 more and get a PS4? they need to drop it almost immediately. I drop it to 249.
Yeah, I was gonna say, need to drop it a whole 100 bucks.
Drop it to 249 and just be done with it.
Just to even be considered.
You know, because people are going to buy... The Wii U is going to be a great second console. People are not going to go... And that's what they need to focus on, I think, is that people aren't going to have a Wii U for their main console. They're just not.
No, they're going to have a secondary console like me, like party games.
They're going to have... Yeah, I mean, you're going to have your PS4 or your 360... Or your, sorry, Xbox One, and then you're going to have your Wii U, or you're going to have... I mean, even if you go Xbox One, or if you're just probably still going to have a PS3 or your 360 laying around for other games that aren't coming to those systems. So, I mean... It's a lot to. It's a lot. I think we're going to be discussing this stuff probably for the next until the next TGS or until the next conference. until it launches. Yeah. you know, overall, I think it was a good conference. I think it was probably the best E3 that I've.
Oh, best E3 since that, the 360 was announced.
Yeah, and I mean, that was probably the most excited I've actually been watching an E3. You know, watching the press conferences. You know, even on my lunch break, I was loading up the IGN Live to see what they were talking about, to kind of see what the new games were, what was going to be the hot item or the hot game of the day. But, you know, just kind of getting back to it, it's going to be all about the games, and I think it's going to be interesting this fall to see which way people go. I've already made my decision which way I'm going to go.
I think we made this choice together.
Yeah, and people are not going to, I've gotten a lot of flack about, you know, making my prediction that I'm switching to PS4, and I just believe that Sony's doing what I want them to do.
They're doing what everybody wants them to do and focus on the gamers.
Yes, versus, I mean, being the center of your living room, being something your mom can watch, you know, TV on.
I mean, that's what I got an input button for.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Kinect TV or input.
Duke input, HDMI 1.
Yeah, I mean, so I think it's going to be interesting. We can go on for almost 40 minutes, so we can go ahead and start to wrap our own up, but... I think it's going to be interesting, and I'm pretty excited for the next gen. I'm excited for the next of games to come along,
both
for
consoles,
sure.
Dude, I'm excited on both ends. I mean, honestly, I'm more excited about the PS4, of course, but I mean, like I said, like I was talking to you, I was like, eventually I am going to get an Xbox One. But there's a couple of titles that I did like on Xbox, but I mean, it's definitely not going to be my primary system, so...
I guess we'll see you guys on PSN.
Right, we'll see y'all on PSN, man. I mean, you'll probably see me on Sunset Overdrive or Titanfall.
Yeah,
on Xbox
6 years
One.
From now when they come out.
When it finally drops.
But I think that it's going to be interesting, and I know we're going to have some differing opinions. I'm going to try to do a show. We're going to do a show next week, and hopefully we'll be able to get some more guests on to kind of discuss what their opinions are from more of an Xbox side of view, because we've kind of...
Bias.
Tilted our side to one side, I guess. Yeah,
we become biased, and it's just crazy. Like me and my brother were talking, like we're so pro Xbox, we're so pro Microsoft. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like we love Microsoft to death, man. That's all we do. Like we barely even touch our PS3. I have a PS3 now.
I mean, you had to,
and
not...
I just recently started playing it just because of Last of Us, and that's the only reason I play it. And like, it's crazy because me and my brother, we were talking about it and just talking about everything. And I was like, all right, bro, what you getting? He was like, PlayStation 4. I was like, dude, I just pre-ordered mine. I'm not even going to lie to you. So, I mean,
hopefully next week we can get Mayor on, get a couple other people on to kind of, I guess, play devil's advocate and kind of bring you the side that, you know, I don't want to be the MSNBC of the world. I don't want to just give you the talking points from, you know, from the administration. But if you guys... obviously, if you guys have any questions for us, jcbradio@gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on Xbox Live. I forgot that Duke never gave out his gamer tag to everybody, but obviously I'm Health Pack, one word, on PSN, Health Space Pack on Xbox 360.
Mine's complicated. Xbox Live, XXMILLA731XX. I used to be in the clan, don't judge me. And
nerd.
Dude, that was a long time ago. But what am I on? PSN. Shit, I don't even get on there. PSN, I'm Millaboy of STW. That's MILLABOIOFSTW.
So, yeah, his is stupid and complicated.
I got complicated.
But if you guys want to hear back from us, we'll be back next Sunday. Hope you guys enjoy the show. If always, rate us on iTunes. Please, please, please give us 5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars. Good.
5 stars.
But if you guys have anything else, hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on Xbox Live. And we're out, guys.
Peace.